To these encroachments, time and ignorance, the two great supporters of imposture, gave authority, and thus many rules for good writing have been established, which have not the least foundation in truth or nature, and which commonly serve for no other purpose than to curb and restrain genius, in the same manner as it would have restrained the dancing master, had the many excellent treatises on that art laid it down as an essential rule that every man must dance in chains. To avoid, therefore, all imputation of laying down a rule for posterity, founded only on the authority of Ipsi Dixit, for which, to say the truth, we have not the profoundest veneration, we shall here waive the privilege above contended for, and proceed to lay before the reader the reasons which have induced us to intersperse the several digressive essays in the course of this work. And here we shall of necessity be led to open a new vein of knowledge, which, if it hath been discovered, hath not, to our remembrance, been wrought on by any ancient or modern writer. This vein is no other than that of contrast, which runs through all the works of the creation, and may probably have a large share in constituting in us the idea of all beauty, as well as natural as artificial, for what demonstrates the beauty and excellence of anything but its reverse? Thus the beauty of the day and that of summer is set off by the horrors of night and winter.